You said you used a torch. Did you ever hear people around here call any kind of homemade light a flambeau?
No.
Maybe like some, just a temporary lamp. You'd use a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick.
Oh, well, we used to use them, but I don't never remember them being called that.
Did you call them anything special?
No. I don't think they did. If they did, I didn't ever pay any attention to it. Just said they use a... They put a rag in a snuff bottle, you know, or some kind of bottle, and with coal in it, kerosene. And they had a light, they told it on a pole over their shoulders, a little basket of outfit. Let's see, I forgot what they called. I forgot what to call that light. They had a name for that, though.
It was on a pole, you say?
Yeah.
Towed it on your shoulder?
Yeah, towed it, laid on your shoulder. And had a little arm basket of a thing, you know, down, and they'd build a fire in that for a light, and they'd had it, put it over the shoulder.
Would you use it when you went hunting or something?
Yeah. Possum hunting. They'd use them. Walking, going to church or something like that, you know, a lot of time when it's dark.
Yes.
We want to go along together and it'd go along, follow a fella with his light.
Yeah. No, I never heard one like that before. That's interesting.
Well, let's see, I forgot what they call that now. You know, it's been so long since all that the feller forget about stuff like that. He
sure
don't ever think about it unless somebody gets to talking, you know.
I don't know what you mean. Well, whereabouts was your mother born?
Oh, she was born up there in Ward 2, right not very far from where my daddy was born. My mother first married a and he died with pneumonia when he was young. And then my daddy never had been married before, then he married. She had one girl by and then my daddy and her married, and then there was me and my brother, and there was three more girls.
Yes, sir.
And they lost some when they was babies, you know.
Yes, sir.
Two or three different ones.